Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Dallas Mavericks and the New York Knicks. Over the last 10, the 10-12 New York Knicks have gone 4-6, lost their last game. Dallas, meanwhile, comes in with an overall record of 10-11, 4-6 as well over their last 10, also losers of their last game. Looking at the numbers in this one, Dallas comes in averaging 110.1 per game, which is only 22nd in the NBA. The Knicks much better at 115.2 per contest, good for 10th. Team defense, this is where Dallas stands out, 108.7, very good number. Knicks, absolutely terrible, 116.2. Turnovers, both teams pretty good in this department. Dallas at 12.9, New York at 13.5. Field goal percentage, 47.1 for the Mavericks, 45.6 for the Knicks. Not a huge difference there, but slight advantage for Dallas. Looking at the three-point numbers, Knicks, dreadful in this department, under 32%, 31.8. Dallas, about league average at 34.8. Looking at the free throws, Knicks, significant advantage here, 79.6 versus just 71.4 for the Mavericks. Bench scoring, both teams get a lot of production from the bench. Dallas slightly more at 40.2 versus 37 for the Knicks. All right, let's take a look. You're looking at injuries. Kemba Walker, doubtful for Dallas. Knicks, healthy. This is their first meeting of the season. The Knicks are rested while Dallas is playing the second game of a road back-to-back tonight. That could play large. And as for a pick, because of that back-to-back, I'm going to go ahead and say the Knicks get this win. They're healthy. They're rested. The Mavericks playing this road back-to-back. Those are tough. I got the Knicks in this one. And that is our on-court look of Knicks and Mavericks. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Dallas Mavericks and New York Knicks afternoon Saturday matchup. The Mavericks, a 1.5-point favorite as we record. Seen some twos pop up, but right about that range. Total looking at a number of 225 as we record, a spread of 225 to 227 throughout the time the number has been released. As for these teams, the Mavericks, the worst cover team in the league, 5-15-1 overall, 2-7 on the road, and 2-8 in their last 10 games. The Knicks, a 9-11-2 ATS overall record, just 2-6-2 at home with a 4-5-1 mark in their last 10. Both teams are over teams. The Mavs, 13 of their 21 games this year. The Knicks, 12 of their 22 games. Mavs last played Thursday night in overtime, that loss to Detroit. As for the Knicks, they were last on the floor Wednesday against Milwaukee. In the matchup, the under has hit in 6 straight in New York, 6 of the last 7 overall. Knicks are on a 5-1 ATS run in the series. As for the team trends with the Mavs and that tough ATS record, not to surprise to see their 0-4 ATS and their last 4 on the road taking on teams with losing home records. Mixed trends for the Mavs on the total. They're over 10 of their last 11 after a straight up loss, but the under has hit in 10 of their last 11 when they've played teams with losing records. Knicks, they're trending to the over 5-6 at home, over 4 of their last 5 overall, and they're just 1-5-1 in their last 7 when taking on teams with losing records. Really only the lineup note, Kemba Walker, will we see the debut? Of course, him signing with the Mavericks. He's listed as questionable. No lean on the sides in this one with the Mavs struggles as well as the Knicks struggles. It's hard to really have a good, accurate gauge on which way this one was going to go. No feeling on it, but I will say I do like the over in this spot. I know the Knicks are a little bit more up and down when it comes to their trends within this game, or the Mavs rather, but the Knicks a little more consistent on that over trend with 5 of the last 6, 4 of the last 5, and you know, the Mavs, they can put up some points with Luka, and I do like this number, and I like the over here in this afternoon matchup. You get more NBA, college basketball, as well as NFL and college football previews on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Mavs and Knicks.